Follow Radio.
Blog
we're live.
Talk Radio.
Follow Radio. We're live in NOLA.
Wait till I get a webcam. We can make him jealous.
And We're hiding in New Orleans somewhere, and you'll never find us.
I'm doing mass amount of narcotics and raping children. Oh, sorry.
Say that again.
We just made somebody laugh. I think Greg the money laughs.
Is that Greg laughing back, or is that Philip? Who's listening?
That was me.
Ah, it's Philip.
What did you say anyway?
I don't know. I said, what did we say?
What did you say?
We're doing that on narcotics and raping children. On location, you'll never find us. Wait till I get my webcam set up and you can see the text dungeon we're in.
We're broadcasting live from outer space, or at least we feel that way.
Underground.
Coastal Worldy is awesome. I looked them up on YouTube. It's like, what are they? They're like sisters, right? They're.
I think they're definitely sisters.
More.
But, when they start out, they're older. Like, you can look it up on YouTube. They're older shit. It's like they just started using, like, kitty toys that make noise, like little kitty instruments, sounds, and it's just progressive to that. I don't even know what album that's from. I think that's from my second album.
It's really good. It's like psychological.
They come to the House of Blues a couple years ago. That's when we went out.
Did you go see them?
No, I wish.
I hope they come back. I'd like to go because they're really interesting.
I'll get a backstage pass and probably
for
about half a month. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's
I'll
awesome.
One sounds weird.
You know, I think they definitely should have some kind of little snake involved because it is some definite snake charmer.
Yeah,
I know. The end of it there. It
was very psychedelic. It's pretty cool. What instrument was that, probably? Is that the oboe?
Then it sounded like an oboe or something. Yeah. I don't know. What these. I just like the beat and the lyrics.
All right, who cares? All right, today's show.
New subject.
Yeah. It's called Robin's Molten Membrane.
Here on CarlosSexDungeon.com.
Woohoo. And today Robin's going to read some Dash for us. He's got some fantastic stash going on here. He's a wonderful poet. I just found out he has stacks and stacks of them. He's got novels and poetry, brilliant poetry. So it's really cool.
Stop it.
And
you make me blush, not like where people can see me, obviously. Not.
Okay, well, some harsh critics listen to Crawler Radio, so the pressure is on.
The pressure.
All right. It's all you. Christopher Robin.
And one you like. Alright. Okay. This is Mighty Atlas. The days deep by with a soothing feeling. Atlas is slow to a crawl, and the world is teetering on a crumbly rock. But we do the best we can. We keep the balance with a euphoric choke, and we do it the best we can. We're the boys on the set of Winnie the Pooh. Our beds are in Rabbit's Hole. Piglet whines for another hit. And Christopher Robin dreams of sex in the shower. And with the help of Great Pooh Bear and his wondrous jar of honey, the days go by a little more quickly and blend in the nights with color and play. We're a thousand lost souls wandering in the woods with Tigger bouncing on our heads. But we keep the balance in the confetti woodland days. We do it the best that we can. Faust reborn in a cartoon craze, harmony with a bowl in our hands. A feat even for Mighty Atlas, and we all secretly dream that his strength returns soon.
What was the last one?
We all secretly dream that his strength returns soon. Returns soon.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Christopher Robin. Wonderful.
Thank
poem. What's your poem again?
Mighty Atlas has fallen.
Mighty Atlas has fallen. Anyone
want to
say something?
Yeah, it's a. I don't know if it's just me, but it's a complete echo.
Oh yeah, there's a huge echo.
Yeah,
we're just
feedback.
We're just gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well,
all
right.
We're sitting in the same room together, and it's delaying. Are we talking to each other?
It's a little confusing. We'll just do the best we can. All right.
Yeah. Let's do another shot, and then I'll go outside.
All right, he's doing a shot and then going outside.
No kidding, I got to be old cocktail.
Fine,
I'll go outside.
No, you don't have to go outside. There's still going to be... Well,
anyway,
if you want to try, go ahead.
What's next?
Let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah, I should have walked the dog.
All right, read another poem.
It wasn't echoing when Philip was over at his house. We're having like a neighborhood program. Bring the kids.
Say it again.
Oh, nothing. We're just bouncing around from house to house, like trying to stop the echo and wasting.
No, that's great.
Bring the kids. It's a family program.
It's working. The echo's gone, so it's a lot better.
It's
really? Okay. Maybe it was my phone. Sorry. I'm over at Philip's house. Is your door unlocked? Never mind. I'm smoking a cigarette. All right.
No,
hi, Carlo. Who's that? Was
okay.
that Greg?
Yeah.
There's
Cheetah. Hi, Greg.
It's Dash Carney.
I cheated on him.
Yes, you did.
Are you a pirate? Sounds like you guys are like in the some cave, hiding a treasure.
We
yeah.
are.
We are pirates.
No, it's the little green sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. Where
right.
we go and
know
all.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
New Orleans is full of hidden
treasures. My sex dungeon's underneath the house. Yeah, we're at my lair.
Well, hey, that was a great poem. Let's hear
Thank
another
you.
One, Christopher Robin. You ready?
What? Yeah, okay. Do you want the craft one or the other one you like? I don't remember this one either. It might be hard to read. It's called Rain. All right. Truth is obsolete. There is no need for justice anymore. Just flock to the wing which best shelters you and remain content and ignorant. The ragged wing that keeps out the rain won't always be there. One day you'll find it collapsing on you, for under every feather lies a bit of knowledge. Little pieces of history they didn't want you to know, so they hastily swept it away. Eventually that wing that seems so sturdy will sag under the weight, and all those truths will come flooding in. You will all drown in the fear that drew you under the wing to begin with. I personally never minded the rain.
Ooh.
That's
cool.
Oh, it's a long time.
He's going to kill me to this.
I've been cleaning up the living room floor, and I have cleared a path away from your room to the door, and there are no secret locks that I have hidden anywhere, and you'll never fall this apple crow. Go find yourself another bell out there. Never really gave a try to die, guy. And I'm tired of being the hidden up company for your misery. And I ain't it through your line. So if I'm such a bad kiss, why don't you go? If you wanna go, if you really wanna go, won't you go, baby, go? I said, oh, you teach yourself. If you really wanna go, won't you go, baby, go? I said, what are you trying to prove? And who are you trying to prove it to? I said, then you say you
I tell you when this is the very last time. I tell you when this is the next time.
want
that
this place on Friday Street.
Christy.
I want Friday Street.
He's
going to
kill
record.
Me for... What's that?
All right, who's talking?
Robin.
Robin, what's up?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, who was that song?
That was Christy. That was my friend Christy Krueger. She's from Texas. But she wants to move back here, though. She just came to town recently to master her 5th album. And if she finds out, well, shit, she's going to find out through Twitter and all that, but she's going to kill me for playing that song. That's, like, from her first album, and she's on her 5th one. She's really
It was smooth, and her voice is good.
Yeah, she's awesome now. She does this awesome cover of Folsom Prison Blues. I'm not
That's
a huge
girl.
Fan. Yeah. Oh, really? I've got some videos of her. I got a video of her and my brother, like, making out and dancing in front of her house while she was subletting it. And I'm going to show it to his fiance when I'm here.
Robin, this is my friend Greg. Robin Greg. Greg Robin. Two of the best poets in the United States right now.
I know. I'm anxious to hear some of Greg's stuff. Hey, Greg.
Hey, hi. How's the midnight shift treating you guys? That's a crazy soul kitchen.
I missed it. In the soul kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no soul in that kitchen. Jesus don't want nothing to do with that place.
The restaurant's haunted. It's cool. I was carrying a cup of coffee to a customer the other day, and I swear, the cup of coffee just jumped right off the plate. Like, holy
really?
Shit.
Is that how Johnny's going to start fucking with you? He's going to start throwing coffee off your trays? That's how Johnny's going to
get you. Yeah, he's going to start making me drop shit. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But don't worry. Yeah. Once he gets you and he finds this thing and you start dropping shit and that's the thing, that means you're family.
The building's cool. It's like an old ship. It's really, the whole building's cool.
Yeah, let's make that bar, actually.
Anyway, what was the name of that last poem, Robin?
That last poem? Rain? I don't even know why I named
Rain,
it.
Rain, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because of the umbrella thing at the end. Oh, the wing, the sheltered wing, yeah.
Hey, that was a great song. I liked it. This is Kathy from Chicago.
No.
Hey, Kathy.
Yeah, the city girl, the bracket queen.
Where are you from?
Yes.
Chicago,
Mrs.
Illinois.
Dash, the beautiful Mrs. Dash.
How fun. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, good. I add spice. I add spice to the hot and spicy.
What, cool. You ate something hot and spicy for lunch?
Yeah, I had... Mrs. Dash
Wonderful.
On my chicken. The popcorn. Popcorn. Yep.
Awesome.
You should come with. Yeah, it was a good song, awesome. Rain.
We have a special guest poet, Wingnut, who's reading his work today. I can't say the word. I'm not going to say it. So his name's Christopher Robin, and... All right, let's hear another one.
It's Kathy.
He's really good.
Have you called us before?
I couldn't hear you, dude.
Is Kathy a friend of yours? Have you called the show before? Like, are we having a party up in here?
No, she's calling from the insane asylum. They only give her one call a week, and she just seems to call the show.
Kathy is our creative artist right now. She
oh,
designed
really?
The
cool.
Monkey on a Typewriter logo, and she reads poems and stuff, and she calls all the time, although she didn't call last week, because were you on another date, Kathy?
Oh,
if I could be that lucky.
Woman.
No dates, just
my traffic. She's actually in a straitjacket in a padded room. The nurse is just holding the phone next to her, so she can speak.
All right, and... Greg and Kathy are married, by the way, even though Greg doesn't admit it.
All right. Yeah, that's a good Halloween costume. The Halloween costume.
Let's hear another poem. All right, poem time. Poet's Corner.
Oh, yeah,
Mr. Abbey.
I'll read the ignorant one.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Carlo.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie pie.
Hi, person. I don't know.
That's our dungeon master.
Dungeon master.
Who's Carlos or Robert?
He's a pirate.
Carlos is right. A cat and I'm sorry.
All right, read the bloody poem.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. You lost what?
Go, go.
Okay.
What am I not saying right?
Okay. Everything's cut now, but you can hear me. Am I breaking up at all?
Yeah.
Just no, read.
Okay, I don't know if I'm breaking up. Is everybody else breaking up? All right, it's called That's All. You can deny yourself, but don't refuse. The only one who ever cared. Oh, shit. Let me start over. You can deny yourself, but don't refuse the only one who ever cared, because that's all you'll ever be. Just another pretty head beneath the sheath. Nothing special, nothing secret, just another meaningless fuck. And that's all you'll ever do. Lay there quivering and hopeless, encrusted with yourself and the self of the world. Time and life bid you farewell as you cling to the post. And that's all you'll ever be. I wish I could tell you that things would be fine. If only I knew what's ahead. I wish I could say that you'd be all right, but you've nailed my hand to my head, and that's all you'll ever be. Just a nail in my head, a board on the floor, aching to be part of a structure, dying for life to ensue, and that's all you'll ever do. You lay there, and while the headboard sings through the streets, all they think, that's right, you whore, that's all you are, that's all you'll be tonight. And when will you learn? Who can you love? Who can look you in the eyes with your head between their legs? That's all you'll ever be. Just another pretty head with no face and no mind. Just a head with a hole and a hole for a heart. That's all.
Wow. That's about darker. Kathy, isn't it?
That was very
you know Kathy?
Well,
I don't know you knew Kathy.
She broke my heart.
I think that's a fantastic
poem.
Thank you. We
I
have a
didn't even know you guys knew each other.
There's a human on the phone. Hi. I'm so pleased to have you on the phone. How refreshing. I have a poem, Stella. It's called...
Do you have a poem?
Yeah.
So let me read the poem real quick.
Okay.
Cool.
So that was really good, though,
Robin. A poem. My name is Gossip. I have no respect for justice. I mean without killing. I mean without killing. I break hearts and ruin lives. I am coming malicious and rather strength with age. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. I flourish at every level of society. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. To track me down is impossible. The harder you try, the more elusive I become. I am nobody's friend. Once I tarnish a reputation, it is never the same. I topple governments and wreck marriages. I ruin careers, cause sleepless nights, headaches, and indigestion. I spawn suspicion and generate grief. I make innocent people cry in their pillows. Even my name hisses. Sometimes the power of no words is the greatest power of all. Sir William Winston Churchill said, by swallowing evil words unsaid, no one has ever harmed his stomach. That's my poem. I got it from a book I read.
I really, really love that poem, Kathy. Thanks for reading that. All right, Dad Carter, you hit it.
A poem from the insane asylum, you crazy, crazy woman. What?
Beautiful. Thank you for doing that, Kathy.
Thank you.
And also, it's cool because you read that, and the song that he was just about to play has, like, political, social overtones that, like, remind me of that song as you were reading that poem. And that was, like, what was the, I mean, what was the metaphor there? I mean, I was thinking jealousy towards the end.
Well,
all right,
it's weird hearing this. There's a little innocent voice talking about something. I don't know. All right, let me read it quickly and then I'll be done. All right. You guys got your seatbelts on?
We're ready. Let's take a ride.
The moon is sharp, distinctive, crisp. A fang lost, broken off from a sky viper. The empty space, thick, full of dark energy. Deep. Back to the start of time. God's dream. Nonstop, constant, and considerably increasing. Creating new constellations and beings. Standing in the city under a streetlight, wondering where I belong. Whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
All right. Let's hear one more from Christopher Robert.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, shit. Okay.
Thanks, Greg. Wow. Great poem. Really.
Yeah.
Fucking
man, I like the... You got any more horror poems? I like the horror ones.
Say it again?
Nothing.
All right. Christopher Robert, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. This delay sucks. All right. I'm just going to go. All right. Sorry. This is called Marionette. Hi.
I love this
toy.
Song, by the way. It's awesome.
It is fun. It's fun. Like it even, like, tickled me on the inside. It tickled my pussy when I pulled it out the other day. I'm a wooden toy with strings. Are you ready? Okay. I'm a wooden toy with strings to make me wiggle and squirm at the whim of a puppet master. Geppetto on a power trip. It melts my bolts and screws. Paint streams down my chiseled cheeks. Tear-like drops stain my feet. But to see me at night, you'd be so proud. I've learned to move on my own. When no one is near, when the moon rises or peaks, the creatures of night sit at the window, and they watch me in awe by candlelight. I crawl about and tumble and roll. My rotwood mouth almost cracks a smile. But as the sun announces his arrival and black air, again, a horrid hue, a paintball tear snuffs out the candle, and I lay still till the master wakes. My memory fades in the growing morn as I try to cling to one thought. Maybe tomorrow night I'll find those scissors and finally stand upright.
Hell yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is awesome, scissors. What? That was good.
Is this the
way
I
was?
Yeah.
I was just trying to lower it so we could talk a little.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, it's not like we're on a pirate ship and we got nothing else to do but
we're pirates.
Alright. We are a pirate. Thank you for Christopher Robert for coming on the show. We hope to be a very awesome kicking ass. Thank you.
It was fun. Great
poem. Yeah, the delay sucks. Thanks for reading the poem, Kathy. Thanks for reading the poem, bitch.
Sorry, it's a little too loud. No, I won't hear it. I wanted to talk to Kathy more, but it was so hard to talk.
Oh, Kathy's still on the line.
Hi, Kathy.
Go ahead. Kathy's awesome. Go ahead and talk to her. Robin, Kathy,
it's just like this delay and shit.
Oh, hey, Kathy, you there?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, thank God. We were about to do more narcotics and rape more 3-year-old children. No, I really know. I loved hearing your poem, and it was fun talking to you. If you call the Carlos so often, then I guess I'll get to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. All right, who sings this song?
Rose and Pawn Shop, they're a band out of L.A. I met them through Chrissy Krueger, the chick who sang the last song. And I don't know how they're not famous, they're awesome. They're like a bluegrass deal. I thought they were actually from New Orleans, but they were here with Chrissy. This one is awesome. It's so political song, it's so blood and guts, and it's totally like, it drives politics in New Orleans, too.
Oh, I kind of want to hear the lyrics, but...
We're running out of time. You guys are totally kick-ass. Bad poetry taking over. Carla Radio rocks. I
love you guys, man.
Thank you for having me, Carlos. This is awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
Get on the show more, Robin. You got some really good poetry.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
that. Good stuff. Really, really good stuff, man. Really good.
Go around, Emma. Take a long time. Drink, Emma.
telling you, I'm going to be
really?
Italian.